Hello, everybody. Josh Neighbors here with the Locked On Big 12 podcast. Today it is January 5th, 2022. On today's show, we are presented by NetSuite from Oracle. 28,000 businesses now use NetSuite by Oracle to run their business. Your small business should consider doing the same. Go to NetSuite today, use the promo code Locked On, and you guys will receive a fantastic financing package here to start off the new year. Today's show, we're going to talk about Kansas State's win last night over LSU, and haven't focused a ton on Kansas State this year, but want to give kudos to Skylar Thompson. Want to talk about their season, how they're positioned in the Big 12 moving forward. All that and more coming up on today's show.
You are Locked On Big 12, your daily podcast on the Big 12 Conference, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Once again, hello, everybody. I am Josh Neighbors here with the Locked On Big 12 podcast. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at LO Big 12. You can follow the show at Josh Neighbors _. Please like and subscribe to the channel. Really trying to grow it here in 2022. You can check out our playlist. We've got specific shows for each team. Now, Locked On has specific shows. There's Locked On Sooners. There's Locked On Horned Frogs. There's Locked On Pokes. There's Locked On Cougars for the new BYU, obviously a new member of the Big 12. But also, I have thoughts on all of those teams as well. And I have individual folders for each team in the individual playlist, I should say, for each team in the Big 12, when you guys can get my thoughts on all of those teams and see the team-specific videos there. So for Texas Tech and Kansas State and KU, we have got specific playlists for all of them. So make sure you guys subscribe and you know, make sure you get those notifications whenever we do a new video. Much appreciated. And also, I really do appreciate the interaction. I know some folks were saying, hey, do a Kansas State video, and I'm going to get to it now. So hope you guys that were clamoring for this enjoy this. But look, Kansas State, they finish off the Big 12 bowl season last night, and was a successful Big 12 bowl season, with a 42-20 win over LSU. Now, I know LSU was shorthanded in this game. And, you know, down to, what was it, 39 scholarship players, obviously an interim coach too. But to Kansas State's credit, they had not played since November 26th in their loss to Texas. And they had that long of a layoff to go until January 4th in the Tax Act Texas Bowl, right? That was this game. This game is usually played earlier. I'm not sure why it was the January 4th game this year, but I digress. Awesome performance by Skylar Thompson, who we're going to get to in a little bit, in his last game as a Kansas State Wildcat, 21 for 28, 259, three scores. Deuce Vaughn, 21 carries, 146, three scores, caught one as well. Just a really solid offensive performance against a depleted team. Then they took it to LSU the way they should have, and it was a measured attack, as it always is, a balanced attack this time around for Kansas State. And this gets KSU on the year. Kansas State's going to finish at 8-5, which this makes now 2 8-5 seasons for Chris Klieman in his first 3 years. Kansas State also, during his time there, has gone to a bowl game in the they didn't go last year, but the two normal seasons that they had, they have been to a bowl game. They finished tied fifth in the conference this year, going 4-5, but still 8-5 record. And Chris Klieman now is 20-16. I know people want to see that improve, but you know, this was a season that you could argue 8-5 is a big success for the way it played out. Because Skylar Thompson, we all know, was not 100%. And you could probably argue that Kansas State gets win number 8 in that final game against Texas if Skylar Thompson does play in that game. I definitely think they do. The game was close, and Will Howard is a quarterback, and I'm not a huge Will Howard guy. I'm not sure many Kansas State fans are at this point too. But for them to go and kind of run that gauntlet this year, right? They start out 3-0 on the season. They had that great win against Stanford, 24-7. No, Stanford wasn't that good. They beat Southern Illinois. They end up beating Nevada by 21. And then the problem for them was they had three really difficult Big 12 games consecutively. They had at Oklahoma State, they had Oklahoma, and they had Iowa State. And they hung with Oklahoma. They did a good job in that game limiting possessions. The only problem was they actually didn't get any stops, right? They had the interception, but it felt like Oklahoma could go up and down the field on them at will in that game. And so when I think about, you know, kind of this season and kind of them going to 3-3 after that loss to Iowa State, which followed the game against Oklahoma, all right, it kind of hit a crossroads and things got dangerous for them in a hurry against Texas Tech. But Skylar Thompson and that defense come together to kind of lead that comeback against Texas Tech. They win the game to get to 4-3. They win three more in a row after that with wins against TCU, wins against Kansas, and wins against West Virginia. I know they're not the top of the conference, but the defense held teams to 12, 10, and 17 in those games. Their defense continued to do the job after that as well. Following that Iowa State game, no team scored 30 on them after that game. 24, 12, 10, 17, 20, and 22 were the outputs the rest of the season, and also 20 in the bowl game. Kansas State's defense perked up and played some great football down the back stretch. And we know about that three-man front. We know about, you know, how they just were able to kind of, a lot of times, play good team football, rally the football, a lot of strong fundamentals on that defense. And so I thought for them, you know, to have a to have the season that they had with the ups and downs, the questions of quarterback, kind of dealing with some transfers the previous season, I was impressed with Chris Klieman's outfit. Now, you look ahead to 2022 and you think about, you know, losing your leader in Skylar Thompson, who we're going to get to here in a little bit, and you look at the, you know, what you think is going to happen now, Kansas State's 2022 class. You know, they're never going to recruit. For them, it's all about talent development. That's why I think Chris Klieman is such a good fit at Kansas State. But you look at their 2022 football schedule, and you think about, all right, how do things shape up for them next year? They get South Dakota, Missouri, and Tulane consecutively all at home. They're going to have a good chance to be 3-0. Now, my Missouri Tigers will come in there. We'll see how they look next year. They've got a really strong recruiting class. We'll see how many of those guys play. But I think teams will be up for that old Big 12 matchup there. The thing for them is they go three games on the road after that, out of the next four. They go to Norman, to Ames, and to Fort Worth. Now, we have no idea what TCU is going to look like next season. But for Kansas State, you know, those are three relatively tough home games. Ames is going to be road games, I should say. Ames is going to be a tough place to play. Norman's going to be a tough place to play. And then they've got Oklahoma State at home, which we know is difficult. And then Texas at home. We'll see if they can pay them back. Trips to at Baylor and at West Virginia, and they finish off with KU to end the season. So looking ahead, trying to project, you know, what they do, I think around the eight wins is possible. But the league next year is going to have a lot of parity because there's a lot of outgoing pieces. Now, Baylor's going to lose their best defensive players. Oklahoma State appears like they're going to lose their best defensive players. Oklahoma is being gutted right now. Still, I think they'll be the favorite to win the league. Iowa State is going to lose a lot of what they had next year. What will Joey McGuire do in the first year? What will TCU look like? Can Neil Brown get that team up a notch next season? There are so many questions around the league that if Kansas State's losing its quarterback, but you could argue, and I think there's a chance that this could be true, that Kansas State's got the best returning offensive player in the league. Deuce Vaughn, on a play-to-play basis, you know, it wasn't just an aberration year one. Nobody can stop this guy. Big 12 defenses cannot keep this guy under wraps. He had this season, I'm doing a quick count right now, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. He had 10 football games, it looks like, this year, where he went over 100 yards. So I'm coming in 9. So 9 games this season where he goes over 100 yards, finishes with 18 touchdowns on the ground. He gets 4 in the passing game, ends up with 468 receiving yards, and to go with his 1,400 rushing yards, 6 yards per rush, 9.6 yards per catch. This guy, also, he lost one fumble, one, the entire season. He is a durable little dude at 5'6", 172. There's no doubt at this point anymore. You know, if you think about Big 12 players going into next season, who is the guy that you want? I mean, he is, I'm trying to think, like, is there a better running back in the league next year? We're losing a lot of our backs this season. He's got to be number one. You know, for him to tally 25 touchdowns total in his first two seasons, a lot of, you know, and there were some games this year, my friends, where they were leaning on him heavy. He was the offense. So Kansas State's got that, you know, kind of ace in the hole. They've got the best offensive player returning, in my belief, coming back. You could make an argument for Xavier Hutchinson coming back, but what does it look like with Hunter Dekker? All you got to do is sometimes just turn and hand this guy the football, and he'll make something happen for you. So with Deuce Vaughn returning, that could make things a bit more interesting. The fact that, yeah, there are some games where Deuce Vaughn can single-handedly win you a football game in this conference, and that's a huge help in the Big 12. There'll be a lot of questions next year. Maybe the one team you're playing, you know, they're trying to figure some stuff out. Maybe your quarterback's not playing too well. Guess what? You've got the ace in the hole. You've got the guy you can give the ball to. You know, Abram Smith's been a revelation. He is gone. Breece Hall is gone. Now, I know Bijan Robinson is talented, and he is great when he's out there, but I would say at this point, Deuce Vaughn, in terms of a play-to-play basis, regarding injuries, has been the most effective player that we've seen. And you count in the previous year he had too, just the amount of experience that he's had in this league. Is he the talent that Bijan Robinson is? No, he is not. But has he been maybe the most productive back in the last two seasons outside of a Breece Hall? You could argue that he is, especially because he is a bit more refined pass catcher than Breece is, in my opinion. So I think in a league with a lot of great running backs, you know, with Breece gone, when you think about Abram Smith is going to be gone. Kennedy Brooks is going to be gone next season as well. You look around the league, Letty Brown, I'm not sure if Letty Brown is going to be back next season. I feel like he's been at West Virginia forever. But even when you consider Letty Brown in that, I don't think he'll be back. Yeah, he's going to be. Yeah, he's going to the NFL. Sorry for that pause right there. Just want to make sure that that was there. But he obviously, as he should be. It was a while ago when he made that declaration, so that's why I had forgotten that it happened. Once again, they're all coming so fast and furious right now with the draft declarations. He made his on December 16th. So Letty Brown being gone, it just once again kind of reinforces the point that Deuce will be one of the best in the league next season, maybe the best in the league next season. And so, you know, what is the defense look like too next year for Chris Klieman? Now, I think they were really strong to the back end. Can they keep that going? Will some of the new guys come in? What will it look like in the transfer portal as well? Adrian Martinez comes in. I even mentioned the fact that Adrian Martinez is going to be the quarterback. I would make that an open competition, in my opinion, with Jake Rubley, who we have not seen a whole lot of. But for Adrian Martinez to come in, you know, let's see, can they fix that turnover problem that he has? I did a video about that. Now, I've been skeptical in the past of Adrian Martinez, but I'm also willing to give him a chance next year. Maybe things look really good for him when you pair him in the backfield with a Deuce Vaughn. So I think next season, when you consider Kansas State's prospects, they got a good chance to get off to a good start like they did this season. Can they maintain that? Can they snatch one of those tough road games in conference play? That will do them a whole lot of good. And, you know, can they push themselves from 8 wins this year in their 13 games? Hopefully make a bowl game. You know, can they go to 9? Can they mess around maybe with 10 as they kind of try to figure out some stability? But, you know, with the quarterback situation moving forward. But you kind of bring in Adrian Martinez and you figure, hey, he is going to be the guy. Can they fix that turnover problem? That is my big question. All right, quick break here coming up on the show, and then we will hit on the end of the career of one Skylar Thompson. Today's show, my friends, is brought to you all by Built Bar. Go to built.com today. That is built.com today, and you all can find a collection of delicious, tasty Built Bars that are good for you. It is a part of a New Year's resolution if you're starting the new year off and you guys want to eat healthier. I think a Built Bar is a great way to go. It's better tasting than a candy bar, better for you than a candy bar, better consistency than most candy bars. And so it can be part of your New Year's resolutions here in 2022. Go to built.com today. It's built.com. Promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off today. Today's show is also brought to you by Get Upside. You guys download the Get Upside app today. Use the promo code SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. Get Upside saves you up to 25 cents per gallon of gas, my friends. And when you use that promo code I just told you about, you guys will get 50 cents off per gallon on your first fill up once you guys get Upside. So do that today. Get Upside. Check out that app. You can get it wherever apps are found. All right, so we know Adrian Martinez is going forward. I did a video about that a while ago. And the reason I was kind of vague about the quarterback situation moving forward is, look, I've been very adamant. I've been very open. You need a quarterback who takes care of the football if you're going to play like Kansas State. And Kansas State limits possessions. They limit the number of possessions in games. And if you play like that, you need to take care of the football. And as I referenced in that Oklahoma game, Skylar Thompson did that. He took care of the football. He didn't make and the thing is, Adrian Martinez has made multiple mistakes in games. Skylar Thompson, if he made them, it felt like he'd usually just make one. It felt like he wouldn't make two or three. And so you appreciate the career that he's had now. You know, you think about the transition that that happened under him and the fact that he had so much staying power. You know, he was such a clear leader. My question is, will the quality of Adrian Martinez, of his play, improve enough? And will his leadership, which people seem to like him a lot, will that be there too? But Skylar had the respect of everybody in that locker room because of the fact that he stuck out, you know, the coaching change and played through injuries. And so it was awesome to see him go out as a winner last night and in a game that he played really well in. You know, he was 21 of 28, 75% completion percentage in that game, and took care of the football, no turnovers, let Deuce Vaughn do his thing, found Malik Knowles in the passing game a couple times for a couple scores. It's a perfect game. This was an encapsulation of Skylar Thompson in a game in terms of like what the polished version of Skylar can be. And I don't know what his future looks like in the next level. Maybe he gets a shot to be on a team, you know, maybe just practice squad, whatever. I think because of his strong qualities, he kind of almost reminds me of a Sam Ehlinger. I think a lot of people's thoughts about Sam Ehlinger were, look, the quality and the skill of this guy might not be the highest in terms of like what we're looking for from a pro player, but in terms of a guy, of a human being, of a leader, like that's the kind of player you want. And Skylar Thompson is a great example of that. And Kansas State is going to miss him a whole heck of a lot. But this season for him, you know, he ends up with 2,100 passing yards, 69% completion percentage. Nice. You can actually round it up to 70. 12 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Did take 20 sacks in the year. So obviously the offensive line at times didn't always protect him. And also some of the running plays do hurt him there. But you look at the full body of works for Skylar during his time at Kansas State, and you see him, you know, across the board throughout the years. The guy is going to end up with over 8,000 total yards. If we take out sacks, it'd be a lot more. But, you know, these are the stats that we have right here. 7,000 passing yards, 42 touchdowns, 16 INTs across his 5 seasons there. And this one, you know, was his, in my opinion, it was his best as a passer. It was his best season, full season, I should say, in terms of quarterback rating. And, you know, I think one of his more efficient seasons, also 9.1 yards per attempt or yards per completion across the season for him. So really strong stuff there. And also ends up with 26 rushing touchdowns on the season. Everybody remembers that 2019 year where he was, you know, he had 11 rushing touchdowns, was able to lead that, you know, be a really integral part of that rushing attack. Guy did it in both ways and also in the locker room too. I mean, you could just tell the difference in Kansas State. Like, they were such a more organized group when he was out there. I know that it's weird to think like the gap between him and is the gap between him, Will Howard, and Jaron Lewis as like a talent much bigger? I don't know, but Skylar just had so much experience and confidence and leadership that he knew what he was doing. And those guys did not. They did not look calm and cool and collected in situations where Skylar Thompson's, yeah, I'm fine with it. I'll manage this. The comeback against Texas Tech comes to mind. He did what he had to do. The game against Oklahoma, injured, comes to mind, doing what he had to do. You know, those are good. And last night's game too, you know, in a game where, hey, they might be down a few guys, but that's not going to affect anything. We're coming off a month plus layoff. Not going to affect anything. We're just going to go out, execute the game plan, and they did. So to see Skylar Thompson go out, he'll be remembered, you know, as a not the best Kansas State quarterback of all time, but a guy who was there for so long. I mean, he's my age. He's actually 24 years old. Committed in 2015. You know, he committed to his college. You know, same time that I committed to my college. I committed to Missouri in 2015. Not to play anything, but to go there. So, yeah, I mean, this guy's been – it feels like he's been around forever, and to end it in 2022 with a win in the Texas Bowl, I think, you know, it kind of caps it off perfectly. And he's put Kansas State in a good position here moving forward. All right, that will do it for today's show. Before we get out of here, one more word from our sponsors. Today's show is brought to you by NetSuite from Oracle. Make sure you guys check out NetSuite. 28,000 businesses have switched to NetSuite and are using it to run their systems. It's organized. It's going to help you out. If you go there today, use the promo code LOCKEDON with NetSuite. They'll give you a great financing package for the start of 2022. Once again, NetSuite by Oracle. That's it for today's show. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. You can find me at LO Big 12 for the show. You can find me personally at Josh Neighbors _. Once again, like and subscribe, my friends. Until next time, as always, stay safe.